A unanimous Supreme Court ruled today that states may force HMOs to open up their physician networks and allow any doctor to participate. The decision will give more choice to patients and will make life more difficult for HMOs, as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Managed care is, in essence, a quid pro quo. HMOs agree to pay doctors less money per case in exchange for guaranteeing the selected doctors a high volume of cases. To wit, the HMO says to Dr. X, join up with us and we'll pay you $10 less per office visit, but you'll be one of the 10 doctors in your area that our 10,000 subscribers can go to. HMOs say that by limiting the number of doctors in a plan, both costs and quality can be controlled. But patients don't like being told they can't see their chosen doctor, and doctors have become increasingly vocal about what they see as undue pressure from insurance companies. In response, 24 states have enacted so-called Any Willing Provider laws that bar insurance companies from discriminating against any doctor or healthcare provider who's willing to meet the terms and conditions in a health plan. Kentucky is one of those states, and today in the Supreme Court, it defeated an insurance industry challenge to its law. Writing for the unanimous court, Justice Antonin Scalia said that the HMOs were wrong in contending that federal law prevents the states from legislating in this area. Traditionally, insurance regulation is left to the states, he noted. And even though federal law generally regulates employee benefit programs, it carves out for state regulation insurance questions like this one. This is the second time in a year that the court has rejected attempts by the insurance industry to limit state regulation. Last year, the court upheld state laws that allow patients to appeal HMO medical decisions to independent review panels. HMO advocates and critics alike said today's ruling is a major blow to managed care. Wendy Mariner, a professor at the Boston University School of Public Health, said the ruling makes it even less likely that managed care will be able to deliver on its promise of low-cost, quality care.
I don't think this is the nail in the coffin, but it's another factor that is discouraging, you know, managed care. Managed care has been doing rather poorly over the last several years. It's not been able to control the costs as it thought it would, other than temporarily.
Supreme Court advocate Tom Goldstein, who filed a brief in this case siding with the HMOs, agrees.
HMOs are in trouble, and this pushes them a little closer to the cliff, but I don't think it pushes them over the edge. They still have some favorable features that make them pretty popular as an economic matter, even if not so much with the patients.
Goldstein portrays the Any Willing Provider laws as the product of lobbying by doctors.
This is part of a greater phenomenon in which doctors have started to push back against managed care and say, you have too much power. We're taking some of it back.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.